तो بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allowed us from His blessing and His fadl, from His grace and His virtue that He allowed us, Alhamdulillah, to come to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sit and listen to the durus and the lessons of the Prophet alayhi salam, their whole lives, our lives for us to implement and to imitate and emulate in our lives, because they are the people that were the best of all mankind. And so we know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we follow them, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي, that take from their guidance, Allah said, you will be guided if you take their guidance. And so we ask Allah to make it easy for all of us, inshallah, to take from these lessons, mashallah ta'ala. Last time we talked about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Right now we're in the middle of his story, and we covered the part of him and the wife of the minister. And we covered that in quite some detail. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah that He make it easy for us to save ourselves from haram, allow ourselves to become on the right path, inshallah, the path of guidance and hidayah. And this is, again, it only happens by the fadl of Allah. You must beg and cry to Allah Ta'ala. This is the thing that many people, unfortunately, are lacking today, is that they say they want to leave haram, but they don't make the effort to leave haram. Right? They say they have niyyah to leave haram, but they don't make the effort to actually leave that haram. So qasd, you have to have that intention and actually that firmness every morning. You must say, today, inshallah, I won't look at any haram woman. This is a niyyah a person has to make. Every morning you go out consciously telling yourself that today, inshallah, I will not look at anyone haram. I will not listen to any haram. And you make that firm effort, inshallah, not just saying it on the tongue, but making it a niyyah in the heart. And when you do that, inshallah, you see Allah Ta'ala's madad, Allah Ta'ala's help will come to you, inshallah ta'ala. But we don't make that effort. And this is our problem. So then we say, I have intention not to do ghiba. Or I have intention not to backbite people. But if you don't go out firmly resolving in your mind that today I'm not going to make any riba whatsoever, it doesn't happen. And so this is precisely the next part of the story. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he alhamdulillah was saved from the trap of the wife of the minister. She tried her best to commit zina with him. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam, and he's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. It saved him, mashallah. Thereafter, when qala niswatun fil madina, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the woman of the community, of the area of Egypt. وقال نسوة. A few women in the city start to speak and they start to talk about the wife of the minister. Because of this incident that happens in this home, and because it's the house of a very noble minister, right? It's a very high house, and it's a house of a politician. It's something very large. So now what happens is eventually the word starts to get out like everyone else, right? So now this happened between Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and the wife of the minister. But then what happens is people start to talk. Shahida shahid min ahliha. There was a witness there. And then the minister is there. Now eventually, subhanAllah, even though he told everyone, keep it hush hush, don't talk about it and everything, automatically what happens? The word starts to get out. You know, and this is the thing, right? This is how we do it. We say to one brother and sister, we say, amanat, don't say in it, right? Don't tell anybody, right? This is amanat between you and me, right? Don't tell anybody. So then what do? We tell our wife. I tell you like 1,000%. We tell our wife, right? It never stays. If we say it between the men, that we don't, you know, amanat, don't tell anyone. For some reason, we have to tell our wife. I don't know why. Or she overhears the conversation, so she starts to ask, "Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened?" And then we're like, "What the? It's not a big deal. What's the harm that could happen, right?" That's what we say. What's the harm that could happen? Oh, big harm, because this guy took amanat from you. He's gonna ask you on the day of judgment, "Why did you talk to anyone? Your wife is a woman. She's a human being. What to insan hai? Right? She's still a human." And if you talk about it in front of that person, you disrespected the amana. You violated the amana. Okay? Now this is the thing. You tell your wife, don't tell anybody. And then what does she do? She finds her closest friends and says, I have something to tell you, but you can't tell anybody. Right? And subhanAllah, this is why I said, Allahu Akbar, our Desi communities have, mashallah, this ability. This taqat, mashallah, this ability, subhanAllah, that any news that comes, we can spread it in like less than an hour. Everyone knows. Right, subhanAllah, I don't know how it happened, right? Like the other day, I remember, subhanAllah, I was talking, one brother called me, he said, it's amanat, and I was listening, and I was driving, so I had to put on speaker, because he couldn't put on my ear, right? So then I'm listening, and then, you know, my wife is nearby, she's also listening too, and so the thing is that she doesn't understand fully what the person is saying, and then she's like, I heard what he said, I said, okay, what did he say? Tell me what he said. She said, such and such and such. I said, you heard wrong. She just said, tell me what he said then. I said, I'm not going to tell you. Why would I tell you? The man said, take amanat from me that you won't tell anyone. So I can't tell you either. So I said, bas, live on your lie. You can live on that, inshallah. I'm not going to talk about it. This is amana. You must hold this amana. So what happened is precisely this. Everyone started talking to everybody. And so it went from the wife of the minister. Now it went to, they mentioned the imra of the khabbaz. Right? Ajib people they were talking about. The imra of the bawab. The wife of the doorman. The wife of the cook. The wife of the chef, the wife of the bread maker, everyone, all the women started talking. How did they find out? You ever wonder that? How did they find out? It's because every man started talking to everyone else's wife. Eventually, the khabar to intishar. It went all over the place. So they start talking. What did they start saying? There was only one incident that happened. What is it? That Yusuf alayhi salam was taken into the room of the minister's wife, and she tried her best to commit zina with him. Murawada. She tried her best to seduce him. That's all that happened. Look at what the woman say. قَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِي. They say that the wife of the minister, she actively and regularly trying to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam against himself. Regularly, she said. They said, تُرَاوِدُ مُضَارِعَ. Regularly, they're going and she's trying this. Every single day, she's trying this. قَدَ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. So now one woman says, oh, they're trying to seduce Yusuf. So then another woman says, قَدَ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا. He has pierced her heart in love. Well, they went straight to the heart. Allahu Akbar. You know, subhanAllah, you can't see the heart. But this is what happens when gossip goes, right? Because one person does gossip. Now the second person is like, no, I got bigger gossip. You can do ghiba. Now look at my level of ghiba. And then there's a third person too. إِنَّ لَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. She's totally misguided. She's completely way off. Everyone's trying to top each other. So you see, subhanAllah, you know, this is a very normal cheese. This is very normal. You see this in YouTube comments. One guy starts off normal, saying something like very, very tame, very painless type of thing. He makes like just a regular comment. So he makes that comment. The other one underneath him says, you're completely wrong. You're completely wrong. It was completely mistaken, whatever. A little bit harsher. Then the next person says, you're an idiot. Right? And then another one says, you're a biquf. And then someone says, and your mother is like that too. SubhanAllah. Then what happens? It starts to devolve and deteriorate in something really bad. You think about this. You're like, Maulana, I don't even go on YouTube comments. I'll make it even simpler for you. Your cricket matches, SubhanAllah. India versus Pakistan. Don't lie to me. Right? Dude, Nibulna, right? How bad it gets. It was supposed to start off about talking about a match. And now, SubhanAllah, my family's involved somehow. Allahu Akbar, control yourself, subhanAllah. Look what happens. They are talking, and so one of them says what happened, that she's regularly seducing, whatever. They lied, and they're saying what happened on the outside. The other one said what happened in the heart. And the third one said that she's completely misguided, she's way off. Inna Allaha fi dhalalin mubin. She's an absolute misguidance, she is. Okay? So now what happens automatically? So this is the beautiful part about ghibat and khabar and gossip. It goes this way from A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way down to Z, and it comes back to A. Every time. SubhanAllah, the person that you made ghibah of, it comes back to them. Trust me, I'm telling you. Like 1 billion%. No matter which language you do it in, somehow reaches in the normal original language of the person you made ghibah of. Allah that makes this a thing. So be very careful. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ. She heard about their plotting. She heard about the way they're trying to disgrace her. So she told herself, she said, no. They just don't know. What can you do, man? If they don't know who Yusuf alayhi salam is, then I have to teach them. So she had a very, she's intelligent, as you saw. She had very big plans. She closed all the windows, she closed all the doors. When she tried to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, she did some heavy game to make sure to commit zina with him, waliyazu billah. So she has a very big plan. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ. She gave them all da'wat. She invited all of them. Right? وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً. So then she gives them all a da'wah. She says, oh, you all are invited to my house. And not only, we're going to have a beautiful banquet, a beautiful feast. So she prepares cushions and a nice little seats for them to all to sit on. So she lines them up and says, all the women, please, tafaddali, keep coming, tafaddalna, come and sit down on every single one of the seats. So she prepares a muttaka, right? Something to lean on. This is why it's makruh for us to eat like that, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he forbade people to eat while reclining, because it's the way of the arrogant people, right? It's the people of nobility and of people of this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to eat. He said, "Akulu kama ya'kulu al-'abd." I eat like a slave eats. Meaning what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat on the ground. He used to like bend over and try to eat the food, right, and bring it like there. MashaAllah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I tell all the kids, subhanAllah. I tell parents too, just teach your kid to eat with their hands. You know, subhanAllah. It's become such an ajeeb thing, right? In America, we just forget everything, subhanAllah. It's a very humble way to eat. And it's very good for your body. You can look up the medical benefits. That's on your time. But the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Unfortunately, we make an adah, and then the kids never learn to eat with their hands. Okay? I'm not saying it's haram to eat with a spoon. Okay? I'm just saying that, subhanAllah, learn that, mashallah, this is Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you eat, mashallah, ta'ala, then you learn and you take that faida. I saw my daughter the other day holding a spoon. I said, no, not now. This is not your time to use a spoon. Mashallah, use your hand. Learn to use it, and mashallah, they'll learn. If you teach them, inshallah, they'll learn. So this is again the way of the humble people. She prepared the way of the extravagant and the arrogant people. Said, you guys are arrogant, no problem. Here's a place for you guys in your arrogance. She gives every single one of them a knife. Okay, why? Because it's a dawat for food. Okay, so they mention a whole bunch of stuff that she brought. Right, narrations are amazing on this incident. Some of them mention, subhanAllah, she brought mitai and sweets and things like that. One narration mentions she brings faluzaj. Everyone know faluzaj? Faluzaj? The what you call it? It's like in this milk, right? And it's like sweet, and then you put like these noodles inside. Faluza. Faluza, right? You got faluza. Right? Faluza. It's mentioned in the narration. Ali radiallahu anhu, it was gifted to him one time too. Now you have a sunnah, mashallah. I gave you all the hard, difficult one, I give you the easy one, mashallah. So alhamdulillah Rabbi, you can eat faluza, mashallah, with happiness now, mashallah. So now she, or another narration mentioned, they give her the utruj. They brought some basically like, you know, oranges and things like that. So they needed to cut, right? So then they're cutting. And so while they're doing that, وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَأَعْتَدْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا وَقَالَتْ اخْرُجْ. While they're sitting down and they're enjoying and cutting and cutting, then the wife of the minister said, Yusuf, اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. Just come out. Just whenever you feel like, just jump, just pounce onto the gathering when you feel comfortable. So then she tells him to come out. So he just suddenly comes out, okay? And now this is when the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam really shines. I tell you, subhanAllah, the narrations about Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty are unbelievable. They say about him that he was, like Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, that he was given, they said, one third of beauty. Another narration mentions half of beauty. Another narration mentions that Adam alayhi salam, the same beauty he was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. They say that, subhanAllah, when he used to walk through the streets of Misr and Egypt, they say his nur used to shine off the walls. How beautiful he was, Yusuf alayhi salam. And he was so amazing that he said they had to cover his face. Right, subhanAllah, he was so beautiful. So the beauty demanded that he must cover his face when he walks, or else people will be too blinded by his beauty. That's why these women don't know how beautiful he was, because they never saw him. Always in the house, right? Always being inside the palace. No one could see how beautiful this man is. وَقَالَتِ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ. So come out, let's see you. Right, so when they see him, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ. When they saw him, أَكْبَرْنَهُ. Akbarnahu. They were mesmerized. They were behush, right? Like this is the word, right? Dahishna. They completely become stupefied. They become bewildered. They lost their mind. Akbarnahu. وقطعنا. So much they lost themselves of where they were, absolutely forgetting what they were doing by looking at Yusuf alayhi salam. وقطعنا أيديهن. They started to cut right into their hands. They're absolutely mesmerized by this, subhanAllah. They forget what they were doing completely. Okay? You and I, subhanAllah, will see this sometimes when you watch your kid playing video games. Oh, he's gonna mention video games. Why, Molana? Why? Don't kill us now, subhanAllah. So it's like season 8 or whatever. I don't know. Okay, so then, you see this kid, right? You come, he's playing, he started the game, right? Ibtida. He begins playing, right? You come back after an hour, you're watching him, his eyes are a little red and stuff like that, right? Come back after 3, 4 hours. Right, he hasn't eaten, slept, or drank anything like that. He's just like looking at the screen like this, and like the drool is going down, like oh, like that, like this is the kid, like swallow. He's so majnoon fil game, right? He's majnoon in the game, right? He doesn't even notice what he's doing anymore, right? You could slap him and he wouldn't realize. Like subhanAllah, like this is how people become. This is what happened in that very instant. Yusuf Islam came out. The woman, they saw him and they completely forgot what they were doing. Completely to the point they forgot they had a knife in their hand and they just kept cutting and cutting and cutting, went straight into their hand. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ They said, oh, my Allah, my God, like, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ Allah is so perfect. We didn't realize how great Allah is. مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا This cannot be a human. They're like, this is impossible. This is impossible, right? This is something beyond humanity that what you saw before us. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ He must be an angel. He must be a noble angel. Not just lower level angel, lower tier angel. This is a high angel. Malakun Kareem. It must be. That's the only way he could be like this. So now Zuleika, she's in the corner watching this happen, and she's like, smiling as much as she can smile, because she's gonna tell them, Qalat fadhalikunna alladhi lumtunnani fi. This is the same thing, this guy here, that you guys just straight up just massacred and slaughtered your hands, just dhabah, bismillah, Allahu Akbar on them. You did this type of thing on your hands. This is a boy that I interact with on the daily. And I didn't do something like this. فَذَٰلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ This is the thing that you were criticizing me about. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ So now whose shame? Their shame. Their embarrassment. So she goes and says, وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ And I tried, she said, I tried to seduce him. عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ But he fortified and protected himself as much as he could. Anytime I came near him, any advancement, everything, he would dodge and run away and flee. He would never give an opportunity. He took isma from me. Fasta'asam. He tried to avoid everything completely. Wala illam yaf'al. Now she says, and if he does not do what I tell him to do, amuruhu la yusjanan wa la yakunan min as-saghirin. She says, now if he does not do it, we will put him in jail. We will jail him for such a long time, and he will be from the disgraced lowly individuals. Now in front of all the women, he's been pushed to such a degree, Yusuf alayhi salam. Now it's in the presence of women who are going to conceal and protect the gathering so that Yusuf alayhi salam and Zuleika, she can have her way with Yusuf alayhi salam. So now she says, now and right now, in front of all these women, he's going to do this such an act with me. This is what she's trying to force him to do now. So now this is the position Yusuf alayhi salam is in. And I want you to remember Yusuf alayhi salam's words. And when you hear these words, understand what kind of poison haram is. Qala Rabbi. Yusuf alayhi salam, number one, first and foremost, he does the same thing I tell everyone. He goes and says, "Hey, Mera Mola." He says to Allah. He talks to Allah, "Rabbi, my Lord." As-sijnu ahabbu ilay mimma yad'unani ilay. He said, "Allah, the jail is more beloved to me. The jail is more beloved to me. I'd rather be in prison than what they're calling me to. I'd rather go and live my life in difficulty. What is a jail? Do you understand? The clothing you want, you cannot wear. The food you want to eat, you cannot eat. The drink you want, you cannot drink. Nothing of the dunyawi pleasures are found in a prison. Sijin is one of the worst places you can ever be within the dunya. It's a difficult life to be in the sijin." Yusuf alayhi salam says, "Allah, for me to be in a jail is more beloved than committing haram." May Allah forgive us. When we go towards haram, we look at it like it's an enjoyment, a lazza. It is masmoom, it is poison. You must avoid it. People, subhanAllah, do not care about this anymore. They are so lax when it comes to their eyes. They share videos after videos, and it bothers me a lot. SubhanAllah, we go on YouTube like it's spiritual suicide. We go on YouTube like it's spiritual suicide because you scroll down, you see something and you didn't want to see it. And you're like, oh, why do I even bother going on this time? SubhanAllah, we gave talaq to a lot of these things. Really, we did. We have no Instagram.
try to find me. You're not gonna find me. You try Twitter, don't have it, right? Discord, I had Discord after learning about Discord. I didn't know about Discord until you guys taught me about these things, right? I don't have any of these social media because why? Because in my mind, it's how could it be jaiz to show to if you were scrolling and your daughter came by, subhanAllah. Could you imagine your daughter, the pearl of your life? She would see the woman that you were looking at by accident. Allahu Akbar. Sharam. How much shame would you have at that moment? Now, if you have that much shame, imagine the shame before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the shame on Qiyamah when the book of deeds is open, my brothers and sisters in Islam. When you read Iqra Kitabak, you read your book, and everyone gets to read. He was looking at this woman. He was looking at this haram. He was drinking this. He was smoking this in front of your parents, in front of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, in front of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in front of Allah azza wa jal. Allah could save yourself from that shame. Yusuf alayhi wa sallam teaches Ajib beautifully. He says, Rabbi Sijin, Allah, the jail, Allah habbu ilay. It's so much more beloved to me. Mimma yad'unani ilay. So Allah, you saved me one time. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ. He says this one. I was teaching this the other day in the Alim course class. It's beautiful, Yusuf alayhi salam's word. I can't explain to you in English how beautiful it is. He says, Allah, if you don't turn away their planning from me this time, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ, I will fall into it. He's a Nabi of Allah, a Rasul of Allah, alayhi salam. And he's saying, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ, I will fall into them. I will fall into this, Ya Allah. He's so humble. Do you understand the humility, the tawazu? He comes before Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, if you don't protect me, it doesn't matter what type of Nabi I am, I will be able to fall into this. Wa akum min al jahilin, I'll be from the ignorant people, Ya Allah. He makes this dua, and you're wondering, subhanAllah, like, how could he escape it, right? How could he do it? Allah Ta'ala said, and this is the beautiful part, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah said, he gave jawab, he answered Yusuf alayhi salam. فَصَرَفَهُنَّ كَيْدَهُنَّ. He turned away all their plots. Innahu was Sami'un Alim. Allah is all hearing and all knowledgeable. Now you're wondering how? I wonder how too. The Quran doesn't tell you. Why the Quran didn't tell you? Because Allah Ta'ala said, don't worry about how. Allah Ta'ala says, when I'm here, you don't have to worry about how. People, subhanAllah, unfortunately today we have such big addictions. And people are wondering for their life how to get rid of these addictions. And I tell everyone, and I remind everyone, myself and for everyone, inshaAllah, chase and flee away from this haram and trust Allah Ta'ala. Put everything behind Allah. Make dua and cry before Allah. Whatever problem you have, cry before Allah. People are not crying these days. You know, they mention Sheikh Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi said that when you cry, you should make the jainamas, you should make the sajada wet with your tears from crying. And that's the way, inshallah, Allah's jawab will come down to you. But if you're not making that effort, then don't complain when you keep falling into it. I tell you, subhanAllah, if you have a smartphone, I tell everyone get a dumb phone. They call it Obama phone, right? I don't know the connection between those two things, right? This is like a normal phone in Bangladesh, right? It's very normal, subhanAllah, to have that type of phone. If you can't handle the smartphone, right, subhanAllah, just leave it alone. That's fine. You don't need it. You don't need these things, subhanAllah. You realize how happy you become when you don't have to check thousands of messages. Trust me, man, subhanAllah. I'm telling you, you guys have a lot of messages. I have a lot of messages. Okay, you guys probably have more than me, subhanAllah. Your group chats, you put them all on mute. Just mute all of them, okay? 90% of your brain will open again. And then 90% of your brain will open again, mashallah. You will receive like ilham and kashf and all these amazing things from Allah. You'll get like nur ala nur. You'll be like wali on like cloud nine, Jannatul Firdaus, mashallah. If you can, inshallah, just remove all these things from your life, get rid of these headaches. You've watched, subhanAllah, and this is what I try to tell everyone. You watch, subhanAllah, so many videos about Philistine. How much more do you need to watch before you realize there is a problem there? You've watched enough. Don't torture yourself. The only thing it's going to do is waste your own time because you could have spent that time making dua indallah. Dua ila Allah. You could have made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, Yusuf alayhi salam, he makes this and he says, Rabbi sijna habbu ilay fastajaba rabbuhu. Allah ta'ala, he answers the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. Innahu was samir alim. Thumma bada lahum min ba'di ma ra'u al-ayat la yasjudunna hatta heen. So the minister comes home and I tell you, subhanAllah, what does the minister see? He sees a whole bunch of women and the house and their hands are bleeding. He comes home and he sees all this. What happened? Do you understand? Like, if I came home, right, and I saw like Yahya, for example, right, his hair would be cut in like 10 different places, right, and I would see like the scissor there, right, and I see like the couches like torn apart, and there's like again, I see the murder weapon, the scissors are there, and his hair is all over the place, right. I'm just wondering in my head. I'm just so shocked. I say, what happened, right? So now you need a scapegoat, right? So when we were younger, when the dad used to get angry, right? So we knew, subhanAllah, because we were four brothers. So we knew that the youngest one, I'm sorry, not the youngest one, the one closest to the door will be the one who gets hit. When dad comes home and he sees like something is broken, because it'd be very common, you have four brothers, we're fighting all the time. Whatever would be broken, he doesn't have time to ask. He's too tired to ask. He just hits the closest one that is there. Right? That's what we used to see. So subhanAllah, we used to be very tactical. And so when we'd be upset at one brother, we'd all come together like Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, make ijma' about something, we agree that this brother will be the one getting hit today. All right. So then we all, when we know dad was coming, because he's rushing, he's storming, right? And so we all run to the other side of the room and leave him there. And we push him, keep him there, and then dad will come and sadaqallah nothing, right? So the thing is that subhanAllah, this is the normal. You have to blame someone. You have to blame someone. So they said, look, we can't blame any of the noble woman here. We can't blame Zuleikha, obviously. That's my wife. We can blame Yusuf. So they say, Yusuf, you have to go to jail. So they imprisoned him. Allahu Akbar. On something that is completely off grounds. They said that he attacked, he hurt all these different women, and he did this and this, waliyadu billah. They say all these terrible things about Sayyidina Yusuf. He goes in as a disgraced person, waliyadu billah. This is the second time in his life. First time when he was sold as a slave. They sold him for a little bit of dirhams. Now, subhanAllah, after being a full-fledged, it's okay, it's hot in here, man. I would fall asleep too, subhanAllah. I'm only alive because I'm talking to you all, subhanAllah. Okay. So now the second time is when he's put in the jail now. They disgraced him and left him in a very miserable state. So then when he enters the jail, now I want you all to note this, when he enters the jail, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ. When he enters the jail, two young men enter with him. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا. Right, they look at Yusuf alayhi salam and they see him and they start to tell him something. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. One of them says, "Oh, Yusuf, I seen in my dream that I am squeezing grapes and I'm making them into wine." Okay, they start telling him their dream. This is dream number one. What's dream number two? وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا. The second one says, "I see that I'm carrying on my head bread." تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ. The birds are coming and eating from that bread. Nabitna bi ta'wili. They tell him, they said that these are the dreams that we saw. Please inform us of their interpretation. Inna naraka min al muhsinin. They say something very beautiful about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. They say, Yusuf alayhi salam, we see you from the good doers, from people who do excellent. I want everyone to note this, subhanAllah, that when people, Allahu Akbar, go through difficulties and tragedies, many times we become very bitter. A person goes through a difficult divorce, radiyallahu anhu, Allah protect. But going through a difficult divorce, or going through a hardship of like losing a child, or seeing that the family that we have is not always the best family, because it happens to us all the time. Many times we become so angry and frustrated and bitter. We become so bitter with life. We lose the joy and the lazza of life to the point that when people tell us to do good things, we stop doing good things. We don't want to do. SubhanAllah, I know, may Allah to forgive, but certain people in our masjid, Allahu Akbar, right? That they don't even come anymore regularly because why? Because they said the people here just bother me so much, you know? Allah forgives, subhanAllah, it's tests. These are tests from Allah Ta'ala. Allah He tests your sincerity, right? Were you coming for the people or were you coming for me? This is the thing you have to tell yourself. When you are tested like this, tell yourself, who is my Allah? Who is my Mawla? Who is my Khuda? Who is my Lord? Who is my Rabb? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't worry about the people. Allah Ta'ala is the doer. He's the one you have to trust. So now Yusuf alayhi salam, going through slavery, going through the abuse and treachery of his brothers, going through Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, the murawada, the seduction of the wife of the minister, going through this huge incident. If you become bitter because your family treated you bad, Yusuf alayhi salam had the most, huwa haqqu, he had the most right to become bitter and disgusted and hating of life. But when the two men saw Yusuf alayhi salam, inna naraka min al muhsinin, they said, we look at your face, and you have such a beautiful shining face, the face of a person who does good deeds. They look at Yusuf alayhi salam, they trust him so much. They start telling them their dreams. SubhanAllah. I can't even imagine that. My brothers in Islam, what happens is, subhanAllah, this is why I tell people about the Palestine issue. I said that there is a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time for you to be activism, to do the political activism you need to, and to worry about these brothers and sisters in the overseas, and to have that gham, that sadness, and that dua for them. But that shouldn't overwhelm your whole life. Because what happens is then you forget about your own ibadah. You forget about who you are. You become a miserable person to be around. No one wants to talk to you anymore, right? You become so disheartened. My thing is that, look, At the end of the day, there's only so much you can do in your taqa and your control. Whatever is in your control, you do. Whatever is outside your control, Allah yukallifullah nafsan illa wusaha. That's why I tell people not to watch so much. Because why? Because you start to think that I'm over there. You're not over there. You have a lot of things to be grateful for. I tell people all the time, subhanAllah, please be grateful for the blessings Allah that I gave you. At least bare minimum, these people lost their life and their family and their kids and their houses and everything. Thank Allah for the blessing you have, subhanAllah. Many times, subhanAllah, someone comes and I tell you, these youngsters, when they come with like such obnoxious things. They say, oh, I don't like my mom and dad. Wow, subhanAllah. You know who would love to have a mom and dad? The Palestinian boy who's crying in the hospital right now. His face is bloodied because he lost his mom and dad from a missile, from a rocket that came down. Like, subhanAllah, you have a mom and dad. Ask the elders, subhanAllah, that lost their parents. Don't be ungrateful for your parents. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, and I tell parents as a reminder, look, your kid will understand one point in his life. Somewhere, sometime, he's going to understand who his parents were. Either he's going to understand when he gets older by like 30, 40, when he has his own kids and realize, wow, dad actually did a lot. He just didn't beat up my younger brother just for the heck of it, right? He actually had a lot on his mind all the time. Or after you pass away. Sometimes the realization comes afterwards. And subhanAllah, then he realizes, oh man, what a great dad I had. Great mom I had. Allah Akbar. May Allah the grandest understanding. Yusuf alayhi salam, he goes through all these hardships, but look at him, he's smiling. He's doing well. He's treating everyone nicely. He's doing so beautiful. They mention about the day that Yusuf alayhi salam leaves the jail. All the prisoners are crying. You know, like, I just want to let you know, like, how great of an environment Yusuf alayhi salam made that place. Could you imagine a Nabi in jail? What kind of great person he could have. They mentioned about Mujaddid al-Fasani rahmatullahi, Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi rahimullah. He was put into the one of the jails during his time. There's this whole discussion about Akbar and everything like that. Total wackadoo guy. Don't worry about him. He tries to invent a new religion. Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi, he completely rejects this new religion. And so he tries to fight against him. He tries to fight against him and argue against him and everything. So then he jails him. Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi is in jail. And so one French historian is coming by the jail at the time. And he goes and he walks around and he sees. And he goes inside the jail and he sees like the most respectful, amazing prisoners. He said they are so well-mannered. They eat so well. They sleep so well. They listen to all the guards. They're so obedient. They're so good people, right? So then they ask the jail, they ask the guards, the guards there. And it says, like, how do you do it? They want to bring this back to France, they said. They want to bring it back to France. How did you make all these like prisoners so good? You know, this is amazing, right? It looks like a Jannah on the earth. And they said, no, it's not us. It's this one sheikh, he was jailed in here. All the students, they all made tawbah on his hands. They made dua and they became pious Muslims. Now all the students, mashallah, they're learning from him. So they became dindar and religious, mashallah. I'm telling you, this is Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi, rahimahullah ta'ala, passed away like about 400 years ago. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the jail. Okay, these men are obviously in love with this man, Yusuf alayhi salam. So they go and say, Nabitna bi ta'wil, tell us about the interpretation. Yusuf alayhi salam says, and beautifully he says, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرُزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا تَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ يَأْتِيَكُمَا. Before the food comes, I promise you. Before the food comes, I promise you. Short bayan. What does he say? He says, before the food comes, I promise you, I will tell you the interpretation. Right? I will. It's so quick for me. But before the food comes, give me some time to explain something to you. He gives them short bayan. Okay? This is why, subhanAllah, I remind people, when you say short bayan, make sure it's short bayan. Okay? Allahu Akbar, right? Sometimes, mashallah, the khiyana go deep. Khiyana roll deep. We say short bayan, short talk. And he said, you're thinking 5-10 minutes. It goes 30 minutes, 40 minutes. SubhanAllah, his brother's like, man, I'm hungry right now, man. SubhanAllah, you said short bayan. I can listen to a reminder and go home, right? I can inspire. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You give me something nice, mashallah. I can remember that. Right? But now you short bayan, become long bayan. Yusuf alayhi salam, very beautifully, subhanAllah. He goes and says, look, before the food comes, I'll give you the interpretation. But give me these couple of minutes to explain something. ذَٰلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Lord has taught me. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. I have left the people who don't believe in Allah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Zulaykha. He's talking about the Aziz. He's talking about his brothers who clearly have some problem. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They clearly have some problem that they surely really don't believe in the hereafter. Because if they believed in Qiyamah, they would not do such terrible things. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I left all those people. وَاتَّبَعْتُ. And I followed. Millat abai, the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub. Look how he's talking in jail. What a happy guy in jail. Making the best of his moment while he's in prison. He made the best of his time when he was inside the well. And now, mashallah, in the prison, he's making the best of his time. So he's so happy. He's saying, look at me. I followed the way of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub, talking about his big family that he has, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. And the lowest place he is in the dunya, the sijin, he's talking like he's on the greatest place in the world right now. Millat abai Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub. Ma kana lana nushrika billahi min shay. He says, you want to know how we got here to become such good people? It's not for us to make shirk with Allah Ta'ala. ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. This is Allah's blessing to us. وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. This is something Bani Israel completely forgot. Bani Israel, they say that we are the chosen people of God. And therefore, we are whatever we do, whether good or bad, God has accepted us and chosen us. This is not the da'wah of Joseph, of Yusuf alayhi salam. He said the way of Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub alayhi salam, and the way of Yusuf alayhi salam, ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. This is Allah's virtue to me. Upon us, ala nas, and all of mankind. If they want this, they can get it too. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُ. Majority of people don't know. Yeah, صَاحِبَ السِّجْنِ. He goes and says, look, all you people here, my two friends. Yeah, صَاحِبِ. My two friends in the jail. A beautiful, mashallah. Look at the adab he speaks to these people. All my two friends in the jail. أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ. Are many gods, are they better? أَمِ اللَّهُ or one Allah, الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ, the supreme Allah. Who's better? You like multiple gods? That sometimes you go to Shiva. Sometimes you go to Raj or Ram or whatever. I don't care. Right? Or sometimes you go towards this Buddha. Right? And you go towards this one and this one. And then now you think like, oh man, I'm going through a marital problem. Okay, I have to go to the marriage god. Oh no, I'm having a financial problem. I have to go to the finance god. Oh no, I'm having a marriage problem and a financial problem and the same problem. Which god do I go to now? Right? And now, okay, I have to do qurbani. I have to sacrifice animals for this god. Right? And so I sacrifice for the god of finance, right? So I try to get good money. Then the god that loves marriage, he's very upset at me. So then he causes a problem at home, right? And then the god of children gets very upset too. Now I have a problem there, right? Then the god of Apple and Microsoft is getting angry too. So now I have to appease them as well, right? And he goes and says, so from god to god to god to god to god, is this arbabu mutafariqun, having multiple lords, is this better, khair? Amillah. Or just one stop, one shop, go to Allah, raise your hand and say, Allah, this is what I need. Al-Wahid Al-Qahar. My brothers in Islam, you and I submitted to this Allah. Allahu Akbar. You pray five times, you pray to this Allah. You pray salah, you go to this Allah. You give sadaqah, go to this Allah. This is only one Allah. On Qiyamah, you're not going to look for 50,000 people. You know, the person asked the Christian, he said, you believe Jesus is God, right? He said, yeah. He says, and God is God, right? He said, yeah. He says, so how many gods? He says, there's only one God. He said, what? Okay, no problem. So he said, Jesus is God. And the Father is God. He says, but the Trinity is one is three and three is one. They're all just one God. He said, okay, on the day of judgment, when you come on the day of judgment, you see the Father, right? They said, yes, we'll see the Father. You said on his right side, we'll be sitting Jesus. So how many gods is that? Right? SubhanAllah. And on the day of judgment, I wonder, will they go to Jesus or the Father? And which one is the one God that they worship? Which one is better? Alhamdulillah. Deen of Islam, very simple. One Allah. This is a beautiful thing. Al-Wahid Al-Qahhab. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. This is the only names you guys all started making up. You all name these things. You know, you got upset about someone or you had a king from before and then you named him like so. أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ, you and your forefathers. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. Allah did not reveal any authority. This is not from Allah Ta'ala, right? In الْحُكْمُ, he goes and says to the people, he says, oh, Yusuf and tells the jailers, he says, or the prisoners, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, the command is only for Allah. أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا, he has commanded that you only worship him. إِلَّا إِيَّا. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, this is the straight deen. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, majority of people don't know. Okay, so he tells them and he reminds them in such a beautiful way. This is his reminder, a couple of ayat, beautiful strong reminder, right? 5 minute bayan. He gives them this da'wah. They say at the end of this da'wah, the two people accepted Islam. They accepted Islam, and Yusuf had a very important reason to make them this da'wah, because he has in front of him the ta'bir ru'ya, the interpretation of the dreams. So he knows dream number one, and he knows dream number two. So he says, "Ya sahib al-sijn, amma hadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra." As for one of you, you will become the wine pourer. You'll become the saqi. You'll become the one who pours the drinks for the king. Fayasqi rabbahu khamra. That's the interpretation. When he saw himself squeezing grapes and he making wine into them, right? You and I would be like, well, I don't know what's happening in my dream, right? And so Musa Yusuf very beautifully tells him. He says, look, you're gonna become, mashallah, you're gonna have a really great position. You're gonna have this position next to the king. فَيَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ, as for the other one, the reason why the birds are eating from your head is because you're dead. فَيُسْلَبُ, you're gonna be crucified. فَتَأْكُلُ طَيْرُ مِرَأْتِي. Allahu Akbar. You know, I'm telling you this part And you're wondering, like, Mawlana, why are you telling us such sad things? Because I tell you, don't bother me with your dreams. Please. I just want to, if you have a real life, like, yakzan, active, what you call, awake problem, I would like to deal with that. When people send me dreams, I leave it on the list of, like, the lowest things to do. Right? Because I have actual problems. Someone asked, Mawlana, my wudu broke after Fajr, what do I do? Right? Like, oh, Mawlana, I have a problem with my husband and wife issue, what do I do? I have to deal with these problems. If you give me a dream, I put it on the bottom and say, you know what, when I get time, maybe a week or 2 weeks afterwards, it can wait for interpretation. Don't worry, man. You're not a Nabi Yusuf or Ibrahim alayhi salam who needs to slaughter Ismail at the time, you know? SubhanAllah, sometimes we think like that. We think we are like a Nabi, right? SubhanAllah. So now Yusuf alayhi salam, he goes and interprets and he says, look, my reminder to everyone is, be careful of what you get the interpretation, because you can't change it. So one person, SubhanAllah, he doesn't come to masjid. So he's a good guy. And so he had a dream. He said, Mawlana, I saw a dream. In my dream that I was, I go into the masjid and I see that there's a woman leading salah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. He sees that a woman leading salah and he sees a bunch of men praying behind him. And I said, oh, this is wrong. So then I prayed in the corner by myself and I prayed in the masjid and then I left. And he asked me, what does the dream mean? I said, Allah's telling you go to masjid. And he's like, what? How? How? The woman was leading. I said, no, no, no. You praying at home is praying like a woman. You praying at home is like praying like a woman. And so for you to be, you didn't want to follow the woman at home. You're in the masjid. So you are opposing her way, which is to pray at home. So when you prayed by yourself, you did the right thing. You went to the masjid and prayed. And he said, okay, are you sure? Are you sure? I don't know. Okay, you could try someone else. You know, like someone else. Mufti Saab, what to teach? Is this right, Mufti Saab? Right? Can I get a second opinion? Allahu Akbar. But mashallah, he's a good man. So he listened. So he said, you know what? I'll try to go at least once a day. I said, alhamdulillah, this is a good start. And I'm telling you, mashallah, if you don't bring the dream, it's not going to be good for you at the end. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, many people brought a dream. They never talk to me anymore. They don't. Because they realize, like, subhanAllah, what the heck did I, this mullah made it too harsh for me. Did I make it harsh? I'm interpreting what Allah gave you. You had the truthful dream. Mawlana, I saw it before Fajr Salah. Oh, mashallah, that's great. Did you wake up for the Tahajjud? Oh, no, no, I didn't wake up for the Tahajjud. Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq. Qudila amru alladhi fihi tastaftiyan. The matter has been settled. Last minute, inshallah. You know, it's already hot. If we opened those windows, it might have been better. But it's okay, no problem. Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, the matter that you asked for has been settled. I'm sorry. Nothing else around it. So the second person was crucified. But he got the da'wah from Yusuf alayhi salam. So although he dies here, he lives forever with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's okay at the end. Does that make sense? So mashallah, Yusuf alayhi salam did a beautiful thing here. Gave him da'wah so he'd be fixed. But Yusuf alayhi salam, then he saw, وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَا. Yusuf alayhi salam saw the other guy who's going to become a wine pourer, right? The wine pourer for the king. He goes and says, ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَا. He says that, and he knows he's going to be saved from them. Uskurni inda Rabbi, he says, mention me by your king. Before you go, mention me by your king. Say that this I met this man in the jail. He's a very good man. Maybe he can, inshallah, do safarish, shafa'a. Right? He can intercede on his behalf so he can help him out in front of the king. Because Yusuf Aizam is put in there unjustly, right? So he says this. So now what happens is, Yusuf Aizam took all his asbab. This is part of taking your means. This is part about taking your means. Yusuf Aizam just said, just mention me by your king. Don't worry about anything else. Just mention me. Don't have to say too much. Just mention me. He says this. Pansahu shaytan dhikr rabbi. Shaytan comes in the middle. Allahu Akbar. Man, subhanAllah. This is the thing. You might try everything in every possible means that you have. But shaytan does not like good to emerge. And sometimes shaytan will do something like this. Pansahu shaytan dhikr rabbi. Falabitha fi sijni bidhi' sinin. And so then because shaytan made the guy forget, Yusuf alayhi salam has to remain in the jail for many years to come. Allah Ta'ala knows best how long he spent in there. Allah Ta'ala left it ambiguous. Bid'a sineen, they mentioned it might have been 7 years Yusuf alayhi salam spent in there. Next thing you know, while this is happening, Yusuf alayhi salam has been in there with istiqamah and dua and everything, staying in there. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكْ إِنِّي أَرَانِي. The king now says, I saw a dream now. Which we have inshallah next week for you all, because we're out of time. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshallah. Allah Ta'ala inshallah Ta'ala that we could learn from our lessons to stay away from haram. We ask Allah Ta'ala that He keep us safe and in afiyah, Allah. Ya Allah, when we have, mashallah, these pious dreams, Ya Rabbul Alameen, make it a means for us to increase our ibadah. And Ya Allah Ta'ala, make it so that we're people who are on haqq and on deen, inshallah. I just want to quickly mention, inshallah, just two things very quickly. This, mashallah, we have, alhamdulillah, a fundraiser before us, mashallah. This masjid of Cumberland Islamic Center. Alhamdulillah, it's a masjid up in Maine, is that right? In Maine, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, they have purchased a building, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. They are planning to, inshallah, in this masjid have, of course, the prayer area, a K-12 school teaching Quran and Arabic, inshallah ta'ala, and many recreational activities for youth and everything. It's a very large, mashallah, facility. Alhamdulillah, I was seeing pictures before the bayan today, mashallah. It's very nice, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. They are, mashallah, working to build up the sister section. They're trying their best, inshallah, to establish a small roof, because you know, Maine, how cold it gets. They need a very strong, firm roof, inshallah, to protect it from the snow. And they're trying to make a beautiful wudu area as well, inshallah ta'ala. And so they need to topple down the wall of the bathroom and kind of work on the plumbing and everything. Overall, the cost is $1 million to take care of everything, inshallah ta'ala. And may Allah to make it easy for everyone. Again, my niyyah for everyone, inshallah, is that when you see, alhamdulillah, a fundraiser before you, that inshallah you say, ya Allah, I want a part of this for me, inshallah ta'ala. That when I leave this world, inshallah, I don't want one masjid in my name, I want many masajid, inshallah ta'ala. So even if it's something small or something few or a lot, whatever it is, give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala promises He multiplies one by 700, ila da'afin kathira, into multitudes upon multitudes. Give with that niyyah, inshallah, for the health and shifa of your family, and for your afiyah, for your family, inshallah, and to save the children in Philistine, ya Rabbil Alameen. You make this dua, inshallah, you see what Allah does. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah.